Morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Thank you. Thank you. today we will. I'd like us to think about the humility of Jesus.As he left the glory of heaven and came down to earth,
当他真的是离开了他荣耀的宝座，来到这个世界的时候
，and also to think about the wise men who came to visit Jesus at that first Christmas.
我们也思考一下，当耶稣第降生的时候，当这个有博士，东方的博士来朝见他、拜见他的场景。
Let's begin with the visit of the wise men.
我们今天呢是从这个博士的朝拜开始。
So could we read together from Matthew chapter 2?
我们大家今天来读一下马太福音二章。
We'll read Matthew chapter 2, verses 1-12.
然后我们是从它的一章到一节到十二节。翻到的我们大家一起来看声，马太福音应该是第一页，但它没写页数啊，第一页二章一节到十二节。
一晚的时候。
耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜见。”希律王听见了，就心里不安；耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士。问他们说，基督当生在何处？他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说，你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、木香、墨药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
So who were these wise men?
那么我们看到就是这些博士是谁呢？
The Bible doesn't actually tell us very much about them.
圣经当中其实是没有仔细的，就是详细的说明他们的关于他们的一些事物。
They came from the east, obviously from a quite different country.
所以我们从经节当中看到他们是从东方来的，那东方来的那就说明他是来自一个很遥远的国度。
In those days, kings would have priests and advisors who would help them make decisions.
在那个时期的君王，大部分他会有一些谋士或者祭司， 他们会就是告诉他一些特定的日子。
And tell them what days special ceremonies should be done as well.
在这些特殊的日子的时候，他们应该呢就是做一些什么特殊的。
Yes, in those days when the king wanted a special ceremony, this kind of person would tell them what day was the appropriate day for the ceremony or event.
在那个时期的国王，如果他想要做一个什么特别的祭祀的礼仪的时候，那么这些谋士就会告诉他，就会计算一下哪一天是最合适做这些事情的，而且是应该怎么做的。
They would study the stars to learn when special events were occurring.
他们会研究这些星象，然后也就告诉他就是有一些特别，这些星象所带来他们觉得是一个特殊的日子，特殊的事件会发生。
Actually, these people probably gave the same kind of information as we get in magazines and newspapers.
那当时的这些谋士或者祭司所得到的就是这些信息，给到君王的这些信息就有可能就像我们今天从杂志或者报纸得到的信息是一样的。
Now the Bible clearly condemns astrology as sinful.
在圣经当中清楚的就是谴责，而且就是给定罪，就是占星术是一个有罪的行为。
Of course, worshipping the sun or the moon or stars is forbidden.
所以呢，敬拜太阳、月亮、星辰是被禁止的。
And it's also wrong to seek guidance from astrologers, from the stars.
如果呢，就是我们以占星术来寻求，就是这种对你人生当中的引导，也是错误的。
We are not to have anything to do with it.
我们不应该有任何的这种就是跟这些行为有关系的。
So keep well away from it all.
所以要远离这样的一些行动行为。
So you may wonder why in the Christmas story we have these wise men who watched the stars.
所以呢，但是你可能就会开始想，为什么这个是禁止的不对的事情又会在我们的圣诞的这个故事当中出现了呢？
God working through astrologers doesn't make astrology okay.
神借着就是这个占卜或者占星的人的动工来工作，来完成他的这个成就，但是并不表现说这些占星术是对的，是可行的，是正确的。
But it does show God's concern for all people.
但是呢，他绝对的是显明了，就是神对所有人的关怀，包括这些占星术的人。
God used what they knew about the stars.To teach them new information.
所以呢，神是用他们所对他们的专业领域所熟悉的事物，通过他们所熟悉的事物来教导他们关于真理的事情。
Just as today, God's Holy Spirit is able to work in the hearts and minds of people who are non-believers.
正如就像今天的，我们的圣灵在就是对我们每个人的心理做工，对于我们这些非信徒每一个人的这个工作的这些方式。
God's Spirit brings makes them open to His truth.
圣灵的这个工作让我们的心灵打开，然后能够接受对真理救赎的这个真理。
There are many stories around the world today. 来，
在我们世界各个角落都有这样各种各样的一些故事
about individuals and about people groups who come to know God。
这些故事当中包括了个人的救赎历程，也包括了可能是一整个民族的这个对神认识救赎的这个过程。
Who previously had no information at all about God.
而这些人或者是这一个某个族群，他对于神是直接是毫无所知的。
And sometimes these are quite miraculous kind of stories, how God brings somebody in their group to hear something and to open them to God's word.
所以这些故事当中包含了很多时候是神以一个很奇妙很独特的一些方式，可能带领一个人进入了一个族群，做了一件什么事，或者是说了一些什么话，让这个族群的心门就打开了，他们就能够接受听见真理和福音，然后他们就开始相信。
So God gave the wise men the understanding that the birth of Jesus was a very, very important event.
所以呢，神通过就是这个这个耶稣降生这件事情，让东方博士明白，这个他耶稣的这个降生是一个极其重大的一个大事。
And they traveled a long way to find the baby that was born.
所以呢，他们不辞辛劳，就远道而来，一定要找到这新生的孩子。
They brought very expensive gifts with them for the new king.
所以呢，他们为了这新生的君王呢，带来了极其珍贵的礼物。
And naturally, they assumed the new king would be born in Jerusalem.
所以很自然，他们以为呢，这个君王呢，一定会诞生在首都，就是耶路撒冷。
And they assumed that the current king would know about the birth of the new king.
而且他们也想当然的以为这个在位的这个君王也一定是对这个新生的君王是有所知的。
By the way,
顺便提及一下。
How many wise men were there?
那当时到底有多少这个博士呢？当时的。
Right. A lot of people understand there were three wise men.
Okay, 是对的。其实很多人是不知道，但是呢，传统上有的人会认为是三位。
Possibly because there were three special gifts.
他们有这样的结论呢，估计是因为他们有三件特别的礼物为这个基础来得出的这个结论啊。
But actually, there may well have been a lot more than three people.
但事实上有可能会超过三位以上的博士前来的。
They were bringing expensive gifts.
他们带了非常珍贵的礼物。
They would need to have people to keep them safe.
他们需要人手或者是更多的人来让他们自己会安全。
And they were a large enough group of people for King Herod and others to take notice about them.
而且他们的队伍规模是足够大到让希律王或者是别的领袖是能够引起注意的。
But none of these details are really important.
但这其中的很多细节是并不重要。
What was important was thatGod was working in their hearts and minds.
但正重要的是神在他们的心中动工。
So that they knew the truth that the most important king in the whole world was being born.
就是让他们认识到真理，这个真理就是全世界最重要的 君王已经降生了。
And the fact that God alerted these men to Jesus' birth.
也感谢神，为的就是通过这些博士的这个举动，然后来证明，然后呢，这个耶稣基督的降生。
Indicates that what God was doing was for all people everywhere, not just for the Jews.
而神也借此宣告他是全世界的救主，他不是单单这个新生王，不单单是只是为犹太人而来的，而是我们全人类全世界的人而来的。
God was saying that Jesus was the Savior for the whole world.
因为神说就借此说他耶稣是全世界的救主。
Now the wise men were very clear that this baby was born to be a great king.
当时的东方博士非常清楚的就是被指示就是这个刚出生的婴儿就是一个君王。
And that's shown by the expensive gifts that they brought.
而我们是怎么知道呢？因为我们是通过他们就是带的极其昂贵的这个礼物这个上说明了这一点。
And these gifts also show the purpose of the life of this new baby.
而这些礼物呢，也把这个婴儿指向了就是更深困广的这个生命的一些意义。
Probably we all remember that they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
所以我们大家都知道他们是带来了黄金。乳香和墨药。
Now, gold is a gift for a king.
一般来说，黄金当时是特指就是给君王的礼物。
And this baby was and is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
而这个婴孩呢，他曾经是，现在仍然是万王之王，万主之主。
Not just a man,
不仅仅是一个人,
not just a king,
也不仅仅是一位君王,
but God himself coming into this world,
而是神他自己亲自的进入到了我们这个世界。
We can't fully understand all that that means,
我们可能没有办法完全的理解或者解释这到底是说明了什么，意味着什么。
But it is true.
但这就是真实的。
Jesus is the ruler and sustainer of the whole universe.
耶稣就是宇宙的统治者和维护者。
Now last week we looked at Isaiah chapter
9. 我们上周呢查考了以赛亚书的第九章。
And I think it would be a good thing to read those verses again. Isaiah chapter 9.
我觉得我们大家再读一次是一个非常好的一个想法，所以我们翻到以赛亚书第九章。
Verses 6 and 7.
六节到七节。翻到的我们来一起读一下。一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚固稳固，从今直到远远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Jesus is the King of the world.
耶稣就是这世界的王。
Now frankincense isAn incense.
这个乳香呢，它是一种香料。
Used in religious ceremonies and so on.
通常会用于宗教祭祀的活动当中。
It indicates priesthood.
它象征着祭司的一种职分。
So this gift pointed to Jesus as our great high priest.
所以呢，这个礼物呢，就指出了耶稣是我们伟大的祭司。
He's our mediator between God and us.
也是神与人我们之间的中保。
And it's through him that we can be reconciled to God.
借着他我们就和能够跟神和好。
And myrrh is a special oil.
墨药呢是一种特殊的香油。
Used when a person, dies and is embalmed.
通常呢它是人死后安葬然后的是在防腐的这个过程当中是保持尸体不会腐坏的是抹在身体。
And it's also used in, preparing, oil that they use to anoint people.
也会用于就是膏粒祭司或者膏粒一个特别职分的时候用的。
So, this gift points to Jesus' death on the cross.
这份礼物也指向了这个耶稣在十字架上的死亡。
To pay the penalty of our sin.
为我们的罪所献的祭。
So these gifts indicated why Jesus came to the earth.
而这些礼物呢就表明了耶稣来到这个世界的目的。
To be our God and King.
成为我们的神和君王。
To be our priest.
成为我们的祭司。
And the sacrifice for us.
也是为我们的罪所献上的祭。
And in this we see the detail that how God works out his plan and purpose for our salvation.
通过这些细小的细节我们也就很清楚看见神真的是为我们的预备救恩这个计划是做了详细的安排。
He brings the wise men from far away.
他把博士从东方带来。
To show that the one and only true God is born on earth.
显明那位独一真神已经降生在世上。
Again, this is not just for the Jews, but for all men everywhere.
再说一次，他来不仅只是为了犹太人而来，也是为我们所有。
And he then quietly tells somehow these men that they should not go back to King Herod.
神呢又通过奇妙的方式吩咐这些博士不要回到希律王那里。
And he tells Joseph to take the baby.And flee to Egypt.
而且呢，并指示约束带着孩子呢逃往埃及。
It's God Himself who came as a baby at Christmas time.
在圣诞节的时候，神他就是他自己降生为婴孩来到这个世界上。
The God and ruler of everything
是万有的神和统治者
willing to come as a baby into the mess of this world as we know it
甘愿降生到作为一个婴孩降生到这个罪恶的世界而我们对这个世界是都很清楚明白的
willing to be a refugee in Egypt
甘愿成为埃及的难民
Willing to die for us.
甘愿为我们而死。
And all because of his great love and concern for us.
而这一切都是出于他对我们每个人的无比大爱和关心。
God isn't a tyrant who sits up in the sky above us.
他不是我们的神，不仅仅只是就是在高高上上坐在天上的君王。
And watches our problems and our suffering.
就只是在高天之上看着我们的痛苦和疾病，或者各样各样的麻烦。
He came down to earth to help us where we are.
但他选择了他降生，他自己降生到这个世界上。充满罪恶和我们一起来帮助我们。
As a baby, he lay in a feeding trough for animals.
他作为婴孩躺在动物的这个马槽里。
King Herod tried to kill him.
而且呢，希律王曾经试图要伤害他。
He fled to Egypt.
他逃往了埃及。
He grew up in Nazareth, which was a small town.That others didn't think much of.
他在拉撒勒长大，这个小镇呢是被人忽视的，轻忽的一个小镇，没有多少人能够知道。
And he never had a place of his own.
他从来没有拥有过任何的一处房产或房屋。
Now the Bible tells us in Philippians that Jesus didn't insist on.Being in heaven in God's glory.
这个腓立比书呢告诉我们，神没有一直就在天上享受，永远的享受他的荣耀。
But he humbled himself.
但是他谦卑自己。
He took the form of a servant.
取了奴仆的形象。
And even the death, he walked the path of obedience all the way to death.
他走着顺服的道路，一直到死亡。
Even death on the cross.
甚至死在十字架上。
So could we read one more passage from the Philippians 2?
我们来再读一下腓立比书的第二章。对，二章，腓立比，对，新约206。
And I think we'll read from verse 3 to 5.
好，我们从第三节到第五节。
Philippians 2:3-5.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看
自己
强，
个
人
要
看顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Jesus is the ultimate example of humility.
耶稣呢是谦卑的终极榜样。
Not insisting on his own rights, his position, or his authority.
他从来不坚持自己的权利、地位和权柄。
Jesus spoke about his own humility.
耶稣谈到谦卑时说，
He said, the Son of Man, meaning Jesus himself,
他说人子来，也就是耶稣他自己。
The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
人子来并不是要受人服侍，而是要服侍人。
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
He also said,
他又说
Come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
For I am gentle and lowly in heart.
因为我心里柔和谦卑。
And you will find rest for your soul.
你们心里就得安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
He also said,
他还说。
Whoever exalts himself will be humbled.
凡自高的必降为卑。
And whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
凡自卑的必降为必升为高。
Peter also talked about humility.
彼得也谈论过谦卑。
Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another.
你们众人要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，却赐恩给谦卑的人。
And there is joy and peace in knowing and trusting in Jesus.
这个就得了我们想了一个很好的安息，因为我们会得到这个平安和喜乐。
When we learn humility in our daily life.
当我们在我们的每天的日常生活当中能够谦卑我们自己顺服的时候。
Following Jesus, of course.
当然了，我们要跟随耶稣的榜样脚步。
Jesus coming to earth at Christmas.
耶稣在圣诞节的时间降生。
And also on through his whole life.
从那一刻起到他的整个的人的一生当中。
Sets an example of humility for all of us to follow.
他为我们树立了一个我们效仿的一个谦卑的这个榜样。
And Christmas is a good time to consider whether our lives show humility or not.
圣诞节的这个时间是一个我们很好的一个我们自己反思的这样的一个时间时刻，让我们。回想一下，回顾一下，我们的生活是否体现了我们有这个谦卑。
And it's also good at Christmas, of course, to help those who are more needy than ourselves.
当然，同时呢，圣诞节也是一个我们关心和帮助更比我们有需要人的一个好时机。
The fact that Jesus was born into a very ordinary poor family.
在这个事实上呢，就是耶稣是降生在一个非常普通和贫穷的家庭。
Shows God's concern for ordinary people.
从这个也显示了就是神对普通百姓的关心。
Refugees are normally poor and oppressed people.
难民呢，就生活的难民呢，通常是贫穷或者是被压迫的，受压迫的。
And the stable where Mary gave birth to Jesus also indicates they were not well off.
玛利亚生子的地方也显示出约瑟和玛利亚的生活其实并不富裕。
Of course, this doesn't mean that God is not interested in rich people or those that are better off.
当然呢，这个耶稣降生在这个普通贫穷的家庭，关心普通百姓的的时候，并不意味着神并不关心富人或者是生活比较富裕的这一类人群。
God is concerned for every man and woman in the world.
事实上是神关心世界上的每一个人。
And he doesn't want anyone to perish.
因为他不愿意任何人灭亡。
For myself, I cannot explain fully how God could become a man?
对于我自己个人而言呢，我是没有完全的有办法来解释清楚，神他自己是怎样就这样降生为人的。
I cannot understand all about, Jesus and Christmas.
我也不是完全的清楚，就是耶稣神自己的事，或者是圣诞时节、圣诞的有关耶稣的事。
But I can have some understanding of the greatness of God.
但是我清楚的知道，就是很清楚神的伟大。
Some understanding of His humility in leaving the glory of heaven and coming to earth.
也明白一点，就是耶稣离开天上圣洁和荣耀，然后他从天上圣洁荣耀降下到地上的这种谦卑。
Some understanding of his love for us and our hopeless sinfulness.
我也能够感受到他对我们的爱，对我们这些无助有罪人的奇妙爱意。
And I hope that, like myself, you can also thank God for His great gift to us.
正我一样，我希望大家也能够跟我一样，就是感谢神所赐下的这个伟大的礼物。
Giving Jesus to us at Christmas.
在圣诞节的时候把耶稣基督赐给我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you came that first Christmas.
主啊，我们感谢你，谢谢你在第一个圣诞的时候，你从天上来到这个世界。
Thank you for your deep.Concern for each one of us.
我们也谢谢你对我们每个人的怜悯关爱。
Thank you that we are saved by your grace and your, sacrifice for us.
我们也谢谢你，真的是拯救我们从这个你的荣耀当中和你的这个献祭当中。
Please help us to live out your purposes.
主啊，请求你帮助我们能活出你的样式，活出你想让我们活出的这个目标。
And please guide us into, our service for you and into the days ahead.
主啊，也求你带领我们每天的这个服事的这个生活。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。